Part 3.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
You have reached Dr. Cunningham's office. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Norman Craig. I made an appointment to see Dr. Cunningham at 10:30 on Friday morning. I don't think I can make it because I've been assigned to an emergency project in Asia. I'd like to cancel my appointment.
Sure. Would you like me to set up another time for you, say next week or the week after?
Actually, I'm not sure how long this project will take. Why don't I give you a call back once I come back home and know more about my schedule?
Number 32. Why did the man call? Number 33. What does the woman offer to do for the caller? Number 34. Why does the man decide to call her back later? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Did you hear that Ms. Long has been promoted to the Director of Overseas Marketing?
Yes, I did. The Public Relations Department will miss her a lot. Do you think she will hire any new staff members?
She told me that her new department is expanding following the increase in overseas sales, so she will be hiring at least 3 new employees and a manager.
Then I should call my friend Elliot. He has always wanted to work in the international marketing, and he is also fluent in German and French.
Number 35. What is stated about Ms. Long? Number 36. What will Ms. Long need to do? Number 37. What does the woman say about her friend Elliot? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Jeffrey, I ordered a new television for the reception area, and when I opened up the box, there was no remote control inside.
That's odd. Wasn't there a list of contents included in the box? Why don't you take a look at it?
I did. The list says the remote should be included. I guess I have to call the store's service center. Do you think they're still open?
The store closes at 6, but I think their service center is open for another hour.
Good. Then I should be able to call them by 7.
Number 38. According to the speakers, what is the problem with the television? Number 39. What does the man recommend doing? Number 40. What time does the store close? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Nick, a new shipment of shoes came in, so I have to put price tags on them. But I don't think we have any more tags.
Oh, I thought we have them in stock in the storage room. Hold on. Let me check with someone. Sheila, don't we have extra price tags in the storage space?
Oh, I thought I told you about it. We used up the last pack last week.
I will place a supply order this afternoon, including boxes and wrapping papers. I'll add price tags to the list.
If we order them this afternoon, they should arrive by tomorrow at the earliest.
That might be too late. We really should have them ready today. Could you go to the office supply store on the main street right away and purchase some? We need at least 100 of them.
No problem. But next time we should do regular inventory check on our supplies.
Number 41. What problem are they talking about? Number 42. What does the man say he will do this afternoon? Number 43. What is the man asked to do immediately? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Michael, I haven't seen Mr. Gonzalez this morning. Is he in yet? I have to talk to him about the applicant we're planning to interview tomorrow morning.
Actually, Mr. Gonzalez is on a business trip this week. You know there is a sales conference in Tokyo.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. But I was hoping to talk to him about this particular candidate, Miss Margaret Summit. She said she used to work with Mr. Gonzalez in Spain office. I want to verify a few things with him.
Well, he said he'd call before lunch. I'll tell him you stopped by and asked him to call you. You won't have much time, but I guess a few questions should be fine.
Number 44. Why does the woman want to talk to Mr. Gonzalez? Number 45. What will the woman do tomorrow morning? Number 46. What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Peter, you know the guest speaker, Raymond Adams, I invited for our seminar? His session is already finished, but his flight won't leave until Saturday. I was wondering if a few of us can take him out while he's in town.
That's a good idea. Maybe we should show him something traditional, such as Korean museum or a folk village.
Actually, I was thinking about a casual and relaxed dinner. He told me he has other plans for Friday afternoon. He's meeting his business partner to discuss a possible project. So we should plan something for Friday night.
Then how about a dinner at the Tower Restaurant? They serve a diverse international cuisine, and it has a great view of the whole city. Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What does the Raymond Adams plan to do Friday afternoon? Number 49. What will the speakers probably do on Friday evening? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Park. This is Richard O'Neill from Sprint Mobile Telephone Services. We have noticed that you haven't paid your bill for the last 2 months. Do you have any problems using our service?
I don't? That is strange. Wait, now that you mentioned it, I haven't received any bills. Do you have the correct address? I recently moved to a new place.
Our record shows that your mailing address is 255 Coolidge Street. Is this correct, ma'am?
No, that is an old address. I thought I called everyone and updated it, but I must have forgotten. Let me give it to you now.
Normally, there should be an extra fee for the late payment, but I'm going to waive the charge this time since you haven't even received any bills.
Thank you.
Number 50. What does the man imply when he says, "Do you have any problems using our service?" Number 51. What has recently happened to the woman? Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I can't believe the London Convention is next week.
I know. It should be great with all those big-name speakers and industry experts. Are we all set for the transportation?
Well, the plane tickets are already taken care of, and you arrange the rental car while you're there. Right, Greg?
I completely forgot to make the reservation. I've been so caught up with the preparation of my workshop.
All right. We only have a few days before we leave. It might be difficult to get a car now.
Let's not get stressed out about it. There must be a shuttle bus services to and from the hotel. Let's talk to the hotel receptionist.
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 54. What problem do the speakers have? Number 55. What does the woman suggest they do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Sean, I heard you got a new job. Congratulations. What will you be doing at this company?
I'll be managing the evening shifts at a famous Thai restaurant. My hours are pretty late. But you know me. I don't mind working late as long as the pay is competitive.
I remember you told me you didn't get that job a few months ago. Is this a different restaurant?
No, it's the same one. You're right. I had an interview with them 2 months ago. But they told me they decided on another candidate. I guess that didn't work out since they called me last week and offered me the job.
Well, it's a good thing they offered you the position. Congratulations!
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What does the man mean when he says, "I don't mind working late as long as the pay is competitive"? Number 58. When was the man's interview? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Megan. I'm just starting the safety test for this new bottling machine. Do you have a minute to look over the test procedure?
I'm sorry, Bill. I have to finish entering these data from Dr. Kyle's research project.
I heard that the report is pretty extensive and needs a lot of attention. When is the final deadline?
I'm meeting with Dr. Kyle tomorrow to discuss the results of the research and the format for the report. The report should be done by Wednesday since Dr. Kyle wants to look it over before he presents it at the board meeting on Friday.
Well, good luck with it. I guess I'll have to find someone to help me with my test.
Number 59. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 60. Why is the woman unable to help? Number 61. What does the woman say she will do tomorrow? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Excuse me, I need to buy a new printer. I'm interested in these two models and I want to know the difference between them.
Certainly, sir. PX70 is our newest model. It prints very fast and has an excellent colour resolution. It also has scanning, copying and faxing capability. The PX40 and PX50 are the last year's model. They're a bit slower and do not have a faxing feature, but we're willing to give you some discount on these models.
Well, normally I would prefer a faster model, but right now I'd like to get a discounted one because my budget is pretty tight. I'd like to get the one of these in white, but I don't see any boxed one on the shelf.
There should be some in the stockroom. Let me get one for you. I'll meet you at the checkout counter later.
Thank you.
Number 62. What are the speakers talking about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which model will the man be likely to purchase? Number 64. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Customer service, Barry speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I bought an office chair from your store and I was about to assemble it, but I don't think I have all of the parts I need.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know what you're missing?
Well, I bought a standard office chair. I have 4 short nails and all of the long nails, but I don't have the small tool I'm supposed to use to assemble the chair.
No problem. We have some replacement parts and tools here at the store. I can have the delivery person drop it off at your place. How does it sound?
Actually, I'm having lunch near your store. Why don't I stop by in the afternoon?
Number 65. Where does the man most likely work? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What is the woman missing? Number 67. What does the man offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Ms. Jackson, I'm writing an article for Next Auto Trend magazine on a new motorcycle your company is about to introduce. Everyone loved your concept vehicle that was introduced last January.
Yes, we have high hopes for the CF2000.
The CF2000 was originally scheduled on March 5th, but I understand there has been a problem with the production.
No, production is going just fine. We've had some problems with the global marketing firm. Apparently, getting feedback from potential global customers took longer than we thought, so we had some delays in the research phase of the schedule. But everything was settled now.
I see. So when can customers expect to see your new model?
Well, the production for the first shipment will be complete on May 1st, and the global sales will begin on the 15th of May.
Number 68. What business does the woman work for? Number 69. Why has there been some delay? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which date is no longer accurate?